You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true.
In all the world. All the listeners and viewers who I respect and I appreciate, to know you got a 100% commitment from me to tell you exactly what I think the truth is and nothing else. But I don't do it for you. I do it for God. When I tell the truth in my soul, I feel warm and good and close to God. When I even war game sometimes, is it best not to say this for the greater good? In just as it means, I feel the Holy Spirit start pulling away a little bit. And I'm like, ooh, no, just do what's right. That's the most sophisticated thing. Don't think about what it's going to do. Doing the right thing is always the right thing. May not be at the moment, may be painful, but in the end, it's the right thing to do, and things turn out better if you do. Now, I have not done a good job today. I've done a good job covering the news. I'm about to hit the real stuff here, the hardcore stuff. But plugging. If I plug once an hour, do a good plug, we have money to run the operation. I get obsessed with the news. Most other talk radio, they plug every segment because people really don't listen to the ads. They listen to the segment. And it's this ad, that, fine, whatever. We don't do that. But when I tell you I need your support, I need it. I told you the receiver's not letting us pay the bills. The Texas state receiver that came in because they couldn't get the feds to shut us down because they got caught in all the corruption. And so the company's cell phones just got cut off, the ones we shoot reports with. The ones the crew works with, we've only got like 7 or 8 of them, they're turned off. The bill wasn't paid today. They were turned off last night. So they're flipping stuff off. The rent's not being paid, the money's there. The internet's not being paid. And I'm just going to ride this horse till it dies because I don't give up. But the Alex Jones Network's ready. The AlexJonesShow.com is also the sponsor of that. And the system, we need your support now. And it could be your last chance because, you know, the InfoWar belongs to the people, but InfoWars.com, the logo, all that. We're going to fight it, but probably maybe even sell the shirts and stuff that have that on it. We have a new name. All this stuff will announce soon. Could be your last chance to get classic InfoWars shirts. We'll come out with a 1776 InfoWars classic limited edition line. All the classic designs, a bunch of new designs, with 1776 on the right shoulder. That's there. We have America Supply Coach, an idea I have, with kind of hunting dogs and guns and George Washington and that's a line of stuff I design. People like that. I just, whatever I like, I think you're going to like it. I'm always right. Like, I had that Gulf of America shirt. It's just a classic girl in a bikini silhouette with a palm tree. Gulf of America, it's still the bestseller. We also launched another line they had the idea for, which is popular, 250-year anniversary of America. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And J.P. Sears, who is an aficionado built like Schwarzenegger, on TV, he looks big, but in person, it's like, damn, this guy's big. He's got legs the size of an NFL linebacker. And, you know, runs, marathons, everything else, power lifts, everything. And he came in here, and he's been here many times. He goes, man, I feel like crap. I've been sick, but I still came in. I don't have a fever. But, and I'm like, oh, no, it's the allergies, stuff in the air. Believe me, the whole crew feels it. And he said, all right, well, I wasn't going to do 2 hours, but I'll probably try to do it. And I said, hey, take a little of this. If you have methylene blood, he goes, yeah, I've had it before. It doesn't really do anything to me. And I said, take mine. And Sears isn't a BS, or he's going to just, you know, BS and agree. About an hour in, he goes, man, I feel like a fog lifted. I feel good. When he left, he said, give me some bottles of that. I told him to give him some, but the next hour came up, or I don't know if he got them. I hope he did. But every person I've given it to, Roseanne Barr came in here. Been here many times. This time she's like, I'm sick. I almost canceled. She goes, I'm dizzy. You know, I said, take this. She was bouncing off the walls an hour later. Okay. This stuff is amazing. Medical grade. Somehow Bigley got the best. I told him get the best. And everything that gets the best, but I guess the best of methylene blue. This company out of Florida didn't even have it for supplementation. They make it for, instead of doing radioactive iodine, they put in people's arteries for like CAT scans for surgeries for heart and the brain. They more and more use methylene blue and the most pure type. And we're like, yeah, the group we got is a medical thing and we're paying a little bit more, but it's the best. And I was like, okay. I'd had methylene blue before, didn't really feel much. I took it and thought I was going crazy 15 minutes later. I mean, it's the first time you take it is when you really look out. I'd take a tenth of a dose the first time. We had one crew member say, he can't take it, he thought he was going crazy. So, because it just unlooses your mitochondria, it turns on your electrochemical systems. So here's a short clip of what happened to J.P. Sears early in the week when he was here. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, when I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigley, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. I would just ask you, you've taken others before though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some I believe are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigley. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. J.P. Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
So I'm going to tell listeners, the millions of you that are on the fence, why would I sell you something that doesn't work? Whatever the best is, I sell it. Whatever I love, I sell it. Whatever I'm selling you, I'm using it. This stuff is incredible. I would have sold it before, but I didn't get the effect. This does it. So great job for Bigley. Get yours now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. So again, back to this. The Iran war. No one can deny that Trump is flip-flopping multiple times daily. It's not 3D chess. He was lied into the war. He looks at Mark Levin and says, yeah, I listen to evil people I shouldn't listen to. He admits Mark Levin is the final guy to convince him to do it. Tucker stopped going to full war in June of last year. I talked to people that were in the room, and I asked Tucker, and he said, well, I'm not going to get into sources, but yeah. How do you think I knew that Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard and Vice President Vance and all them were in the room with Trump 6 days after Charlie got killed with Cash Patel, the soon-to-be-gone FBI director, and that Patel yelled at them all and said, you're not allowed to investigate foreign involvement? I talked to one person in the room, found out who else was in the room, it was like 20 people, called the other person I knew, and they confirmed it. And I'm going to just stop right there. Trump was told, sir, it's about to fall. If you go in, it's going to fall. He goes, but I'm told by the chairman that's not going to happen probably. Oh, they're just overly, you know, cautious. Sir, you're so bold. You know, you saw what happened in Venezuela. You can do this. And so Trump keeps saying, it's over. We've won. The strait's going to be open. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to obliterate you to the Stone Age if you don't submit. And the Iranians are like, F you. We're here in a new quagmire. I know all of you know that. 80%+ of America's against ground troops. Call the White House. Call Congress. Call C-SPAN. Get a buzz going. We have to say no to this. Yeah, we even got one independent with Susie Wiles, print that for me, coming out. And I was told she was against it. In fact, I was told, again, I told you this back in December. No, November. By people very close saying, hey, quit bashing Wiles. You know, she's not perfect, but she's screaming at Pam Bondi about election fraud investigations and indictments. She's screaming at them about... And I was told also, she was like, hey, you don't, probably listen to the Pentagon about this. So I'm not in their fan club or something. I just tell you people that I know that are in the meetings. So, I mean, very few people told Trump to do this, except the final thing, and when I do this, the Jew haters are just so, there's plenty of reasons to be mad at Israel, and we criticize them, but don't be retarded where everything has to be them. Like when I had Jimmy Dore on a few weeks ago, and I go, he's like, well, why did Trump do this? And I went, well, Israel's the main lobby, and they want it, and the Defense Department, you know, the defense contractors want it, and you know, and the globalist above that want it. Larry Fink wants it because it'll bankrupt the recovery, which is, he's on record wanting it. But I said the last straw was the crown prince that Trump really likes, who's arch enemies with Iran, saying, please do it. Well, it came out later that that's indeed that, but I was told that by sources. They go, oh, my God, don't blame Saudi. It's the Israelis. I was telling you the coalition that wanted it. It doesn't get Israel off the hook that Saudi Arabia also wanted this. I'm just telling you the reality. Good God. So it's like when it came out that LBJ engineered the attack on Liberty with Israel, all the Nazis got mad because they said, no, it's all Israel. Oh, was Israel ordered the Navy to stand down and not defend the ship? Shut up. Stop being mentally ill. So I just cover the facts here. And we know because I interviewed the judge advocate general over the secret hearings on it and the son of the admiral that got the phone call from LBJ saying, I want that GD ship on the bottom. And it's a congressional report. They ordered the jets back twice to not save the ship, but it survived. Interviewed the first mate, everybody. The son of the captain, all of them. Nobody's interviewed more than me because most of them are dead. You can't interview them now. Look at Jones covering up for Israel, saying LBJ was involved. Of course he was involved. He set it up with them to blame it on Egypt and the Russians to go to full war, just like Gulf of Tonkin got us officially into Vietnam, 64. Do you know about that? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go to some of these clips. You know, I don't like agreeing with Macron, but Macron's being a realist about this. And he's like, because France is who first got kicked out of Vietnam. We went there to save their ass in Indochina. That's what was called for Vietnam and Ho Chi Minh. He says, I don't believe that we will fix the situation in Iran just by bombing or by military. Look at what happened in this type of operation in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Vietnam. The list goes on and on. And Libya and Iran and Afghanistan are cakewalks compared to Iran. 90 million people, three times the size of Iraq, dug in for decades. Not vertically integrated, but parallel construction. Built for you kill one, the next group rolls over. And Israel knew and they admit Israel advised Trump to kill the mullah, saying it'd make him give up. A first-year political science student that just read a few articles about this would know killing their religious leader is not going to make them give up. It's going to make them just go up to a beehive, hit it with a baseball bat, make the bees be nice. I'm just question here. Here's a question. If Iran killed Trump and bragged they killed Trump, or if Iran blew up a elementary school with 1,000 kids in it and bragged about it, would we give up or would we say nuke Iran? We'd say, we're just like, folks, people are people, okay? So you know the answer. Give up or we'll kill more mullahs. And we kill the next one, they're like, let's go. Once you get somebody in that mindset, they don't back down, which is what the Pentagon told Trump. But Mark Levin and them want to make it about Tucker Carlson and Joe Kent and Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes. Like, it's just us saying it. Oh, it's these Nazis over here who aren't Nazis. Well, I guess, now even Fuentes admits that he's been tongue-in-cheek that Hitler was a big loser and out of his mind and a bunch of other stuff. The point is, just edgelording on that, no, not Nazis. But the point is, certainly Joe Kent is no Nick Fuentes. And so you give the president a real assessment on the radio and TV or in person, you're a traitor when all we're doing is telling the truth. So here's Macron.
Iran is a very bad regime. No discussion about that. I disagree with them on a lot of topics. But I don't believe that we will fix the situation just by bombings or by military operations. Look at what happened with this type of operation in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya. We never delivered. Never. Even after 20 years. So you have to respect the sovereignty of people. If people want to change a regime, they want to react, step up, they can do so.
And then you've got Tucker pointing out this is the end of the American empire. We had to fix things, bring back jobs, restabilize, soft power to save ourselves, not go bankrupt. This is now triggering the increased interest rates, the bankruptcy, which is the globalist, and Larry Fink is happy as a pig, and you know what? He's grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat, he thinks, and looks like Trump's pig-headed, so it's done. And that's what empires do when they overextend. It doesn't kill you right away, but it makes you go bankrupt, like World War I. The British finance ministers, the British started that with assassinations of Franz Ferdinand, the Austro-Hungarian king, the Archduke, they said, this will overextend us. We predict the war will last 4 to 5 years. We'll win, but we'll go bankrupt because of it. It happened. So this is known. I can go for hours into this. I've had economists on about it. But let's just say it's a serious roll of the dice. And you see it's rolling the way I said it would. But I'm a Nazi coup leader, so, you know. Yeah, I want power in the government. Yeah, I'm hanging around Mar-a-Lago in D.C. No. I'm up on my hermit man in the wilderness base trying to get people not to destroy themselves, me along with them. So here's Tucker Carlson about the end of the empire.
What's happening in Iran is the end of American empire as we understand it. And that's sad. Boo-hoo. Empire's dying. But it's not the end of the United States. It's not the end of our influence on other nations, hopefully positive influence. It's not the end of our economy. It's the beginning of a very rough time in our economy, of course. But it's hardly the end of it.
And it's a fact. I don't just say MSNBC is telling the truth. So that's why I hate the position where they can actually tell the truth now and be the good guys and Trump's the bad guy. But Iran did come and say, fine, we'll give up all our uranium and send it to Russia. Nope. Israel bombs you. Now, Trump actually took the deal, so Israel hit first, which is the scandal of scandals. So here's David Rode talking about this on MSNBC.
Iran offered to give away all of its enriched uranium during the peace talks. And hours later, the U.S. started dropping bombs. And The Guardian broke yesterday that there were British officials, the British National Security Advisor was present in Geneva during that last round of talks. The British were surprised by the Iranian offer. They thought it was credible. They thought the talks should continue. And the British were shocked when the Trump administration started bombing Iran hours later.
Now, notice what MSNBC did there. They know not to bash Israel. Israel attacked the day before, 12 hours to drag us in. Because Trump was going to hit on Saturday, decided not to, so they hit Friday to get us in. Don't forget, though, Trump's saying, I don't want to hear about Medicare, Medicaid. We got a war economy now. And his new budget cuts it, which he promised not to do, which is political suicide in the midterms. And that is like a third rail known thing. Trump just lost the midterms. They'll probably lose the Senate. And you can't get your AGs. He fires Bondi, they now say, because she wouldn't prosecute anybody that persecuted him. Todd Blanche, buddy, is the one running it that killed it all. But you don't talk to Ed Martin anymore, so you don't know. He's literally got worm tongue right up, sitting on his lap. And I'm supposed to just say, oh, God, 10D chest, do whatever Trump says. Oh, I'm not a Nazi sympathizer. I support Mark Levin. Yes, sir, Mark Levin, whatever you say, sir. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Just drive us off a cliff, you dumbass, with every former Israeli intelligence chief saying this will destroy Israel in the end. You lunatics. But Netanyahu has a normalcy bias for 25 years of victory. So now he bellies up to the bar to take on Godzilla. And Godzilla is the economic crises that comes out of this and the domestic crisis of Israel openly running our government. It's not just the Iranians, Dumbo. Have you seen how unpopular Trump is now because of you? Have you seen how unpopular Israel is? Have you seen what you've bitten off, what you've summoned? People go, great, well, finally, I don't want to get Israel. Walk through those scenarios, all you that want to destroy Israel, dumbasses. You're just as dumb as Levin. Stop it! Stop it! Forget which clip next. I gave you guys a bunch of clips. Your mic's not on. I barely heard you. Oh, yeah, 23, Trump. Yeah, forget your Medicare and Medicaid. Forget, you know, when you have a heart attack and some forget your medication. You got a war here, pal. Here it is.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes. But they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
Oh, military protection. Go start a war and then tell everybody you go fix the Strait of Hormuz when Israel started it. And act like it's everybody else's problem. And yeah, these entitlements are impossible, designed to bankrupt us. You got to phase them out like you said you would do and replace it. But now you give the enemy, and they're going to run that ad everywhere. They already are. Oh, thank you, Trump. More 3D chess, right? Uh-huh, sure. I'm going to go to break, and let's look at Jared Kushner, because he is an Israeli operative. The Pentagon and the CIA believe he is an Israeli agent. Gee, you think so? I go to a pet shop and see a parrot, macaw, sitting there in the cage with, you know, red, blue, and green feathers. I don't need to know. Is that a parrot? Yeah, it's a damn parrot. Bunch of crazy people. And then Dark Journalist is coming on with the biggest news ever. Imminent alien disclosure. What's really happening? It's all coming up. Hour number three.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric. supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.